I thought, what would be better than to use my 34 years in the veterinary industry than to help you guys, the pet owner? What are your questions? What do you need to know? What would you like to know? I want to create a completely interactive podcast where you, the listener, can ask your questions and we will answer them. I will have industry-leading professionals come in and have conversations about your very questions. What keeps you up at night? What worries you about your pet? What worries you about the cost of taking care of your animal? There's so many things that we can talk about, but I need you to tell me what we need to come up with. Because if you do that, we can have a great, great, great session. I can tell you right now, I don't think veterinarians are coming out thinking that they're going to drive a Lamborghini. I don't think they're coming out thinking they're going to afford that mansion. I think we got into the profession because we loved animals.
Right.
But the problem is, I think a lot of times some veterinarians, the doctor part is way too much for them. And unfortunately, that's a problem that I'm dealing with on my other podcast, you know, that's geared towards veterinarians. But it's Irreplaceable Truths. And that's how this spinoff came. But I think right now, if you have any doubt in your veterinarian, then you're not at the right place.
Exactly.
If you don't trust what's going on and you don't trust your pet to go in the back and you don't trust them, then to me, that's a huge, not red flag necessarily of the clinic. They may not just be for you, right? I mean, we had 3 different doctors that all treated and engaged with clients differently, right? So there is a veterinarian for everyone. You don't need to feel obligated or, you know, to stay loyal to where you feel like you're not happy.
Yeah.
Correct. And I think when it comes to veterinary medicine, it's very important to have a very trusting relationship, because the veterinarian is working with you, the pet owner, and also the pet owner is working with the veterinarian, because the ultimate outcome we want is a healthy animal. Right? That's what we're looking
to. I can't even count how many times I've heard clients just, you know, my animal's in your hands, do whatever you think needs to be done. I trust you completely.
So humbling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When someone hands you their, one of their family members, right? And says, I trust you, go.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Fix this, help me.
Knowing that you're not out to gouge them for every nickel and dime that they have, you're there for the benefit of the pet and, you know, what's best for them.
Well, at least in California, I mean, you know, everyone's talking about the cost of care. What about the cost of gas?
Right.
What about the cost of eggs?
Right.
Well,
the cost to run a clinic, right? I mean, you're talking rent, insurance, utilities.
Payroll,
loans you've taken out for equipment, to have in-house labs. You're just sending out diagnostics, right? I think people are like, oh my gosh, you charge $350 for blood work. That blood work cost us $250, $275, right? So some things are marked up, yes, but it's not like we just made $350 off your blood work, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, and that's, I mean, that's why with this, we're hoping to educate, right?
Yeah.
Because the cost of care, there's a bunch that comes into play. And, you know, I think right now pet insurance is very important. The pet insurance industry is definitely something you need to look into if you're going to own an animal. It will definitely make the conversation easier.
And a lot of times you don't even hear a client does not have insurance on their pet, but as soon as something drastic happens, they're like, well, do you think I should get pet insurance?
It's too late then.
It's too late now.
You get the pet insurance as soon as you pick out the puppy or the kitten or the horse or whatever animal you have. You get that pet insurance immediately. You want to combat the cost of care? That's how you do it. You know, and everyone's like, gosh, that bill was so high. That's more than I spend on my own health care. Let me ask you a simple question. How much do you pay for health insurance? Right?
Yeah.
How much do you pay for health insurance a year? That's why your doctor bills are not as high as ours.
Yeah.
But if you have pet insurance, then guess what? then we can have a much better conversation. You know, I never tried to have a conversation with the wallet in mind. I always would give, we're trained to give you the best advice up front. And then if you're like, there's no way I can do it, then hopefully your veterinarian is going to sit there with you and be like, okay, what should we do? What can we hold on? You know,
Times have I done an estimate and shown it to you? And, you know, these people are very, you know, cost concerned about what's going on. You know, what can we eliminate that won't be too drastic, you know, and you'll cross off this or that or the other. And then, you know, redo the estimate and show the client, and they'll be like, oh, okay, that's better. But
yeah, I think when it comes to, you know, the cost of care, it is just as hard on us in the profession as it is for you as the pet owner. The amount of emotional drain that comes from not being able to truly take care of an animal because of cost, it puts a drastic toll on us.
Yeah.
Because we want to do everything we can for you. There's another product called Care Credit, which is the health credit card that actually will help as well.
Yes.
Pay for some of the things. But if you have that pet insurance, then you should be pretty good as far as, you know, going forward, having those conversations. If you have to go see a skin specialist or a heart specialist or even, you know, an internist or a cancer specialist or a surgeon, you're covered.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the United States and Canada. Yep. Doesn't matter who it is.
And some people would get insulted if, which I find kind of surprisingly, you get handed their bill, you know, and they're like, oh, I need to make payments. And well, I'm sorry, unfortunately, we don't do payment plans here, but I have a little sign up there, you know, you're more than welcome to call Care Credit and get a line of credit and take care of it that way. And they just kind of look at you a little appalled. And I never understood that, you know, why. We're just trying to help you get your bill taken care of and get us taken care of.
Well, you had the hardest position again, right? Yeah. Because you made the appointment and you gave them the bill at the end.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. So when you come in and see the receptionist, just realize that their job is the hardest job in any veterinary hospital.
Thank you.
Oh, no. You filter out the phone calls. You take the messages. You make sure that we call them back. Because if the doctor doesn't call you back, it's not because the receptionist didn't give them the message. Yeah. It's usually because we're just busy. But, you know, again, it's all about being on a team together. And making
sure.
I know
I've come up to you a few times by the end of the day. Did you call Mrs. Jones back yet? You know.
Yeah.
I will now.
I will now. So just remember, we're all trying to do everything together to make sure your animal, your pet, your companion, your fur baby, whatever you want to call your little one, we want the best outcome possible. Unfortunately, it costs money. But we're not trying to do that on purpose.
Which is something I said earlier. I wish more people would be aware of the cost that they're looking to, you know, to that's going to impact them when having a pet. You know, you can't just take this cute little puppy and take it home and everything's going to be rainbows and unicorns. You know, your dog is going to have an accident somewhere, God forbid, but, you know, or something else internally wrong. You know, things will happen and you have to be prepared to, you know, the price is going to come at you.
Right. But I can tell you, there's still nothing better than having that puppy or kitten appointment.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, and it seemed like they fell like all in one day. We'd have like all puppy days and some just.
Yeah. You know, we love puppies and kittens. You know, they're always so much fun. And it
brightens the mood at the hospital, too.
It does. And to see the joy in your all's faces when you come in with that puppy or kitten is second to none. And it's just
we have a hard
awesome.
Time handing them back.
Yes. We take pictures. We like to post on socials in the hospitals with all of them because they're just so much fun. We love it when you bring them in dressed up in Halloween uniforms.
Yes.
Any costume.
Any costume.
Any costume doesn't matter.
Yes.
Hats, shirts, sweatshirts.
Yes.
Full costume. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I support it.
Absolutely. So, I mean.
We love Christmas cards of your pets.
Absolutely. We love Christmas cards in general.
Yeah.
We love Christmas food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bring her some baddies.
Yeah. We love veterinary hospitals. We love when our clients make us food.
Yes.
We don't care what it is.
Mm-mm.
It could be.
We don't judge.
No. I remember one year we got a complete St. Patrick's Day dinner brought to us.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No. Yeah, that was delicious.
That, I mean, those types of things, that makes that.
So even if you feel like you maybe you are struggling financially, right, to pay your bills and to do this or that, we aren't expecting these, like, great gestures for you to show that you're appreciative if you are or not, you know, hopefully you are. But even just coming by and, hey, Fluffy and I were driving down the street and we just wanted to come in and say hi. Bring them in. We'll give them treats. We'll schmooze a little bit. We'll give them hugs and kisses. We'll love on them.
And it makes the puppy happy that it's not staying for anything. You know?
Yeah, ooh, they get to know us better. I mean, there's nothing better, I think, as a technician is when the dogs want to be there. Yeah. Right? Enzo had, that poor dog had more problems than anyone had ever known. He wagged his tail, well, his little nub, every time he came in the hospital. Happiest dog in the world to be there. And that poor dog had so many surgeries, was hospitalized so many times. And he loved being there, right? So bring him by. Bring him by to say hi. Get him comfortable in their surroundings, right? Yeah. We appreciate anything you guys do. We have, sometimes little kids will like draw us pictures when they're in the waiting room. Love it, right? It
doesn't. I kept them all.
You do. It's not like they have, like, again, they don't have to be these big grand gestures, right? We love any support that you guys show us.
Exactly.
We appreciate all of it. We love you guys. We love, you know, we love the pets. We love the owners. And
just because... getting back to the cost of care one more time, just because we hand you an estimate doesn't mean we're not compassionate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we do love your pets. Now, again, if you think you're somewhere where you're not getting those warm fuzzies, then that probably just isn't your right hospital to be at.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and right now we're lucky in veterinary medicine. There's so many specialties. There's so many great hospitals out there. You know, most people don't have to go too far to find another clinic either, right?
Speaking of specialties, I mean, there's been clients who've had to leave our place and go to a specialty place or had to go for one other reason, and then they come back at us going, holy cow, you can't believe what they charged me to, you know, do A, B, and C. And we're like, well, you know,
that's all the cost of care, and that's where the pet insurance comes into play.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there are, you want a veterinarian that's going to be honest with you and say, this is over my head.
Yeah.
Or this, we need to get someone here, or we need to send you somewhere in order to figure out what's going on. That's what you're looking for.
Especially, I mean, I've in the even heard practice. You tell clients, well, I haven't done this, I haven't treated this, I haven't seen this, but I'm willing to, right? But again, the transparency that you have with your veterinarian, that your veterinarian is being honest, saying, you know, maybe I have never done a liver lobectomy before, but I'm pretty confident I can do it. How do you feel about that?
Well, especially if they don't have the $15,000 to do it at a specialty hospital.
Right, and we could maybe cut our cost down to
$3,000,
right?
Right, $4,000, yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Make it more doable. Even that's still a lot of money.
It is.
One thing veterinarians do not want is they do not want you to spend your money on your animal, then all of a sudden be like, you know, I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my mortgage.
Yeah.
I have to buy, I can't buy food for my kids. That's.
We have seen people mortgage their house, not at our clinic, but they are our clients who have been sent out elsewhere to specialty for whatever reason. And we've seen clients mortgage their house. That's really scary. That's a really scary situation to be in, to put yourself in.
Correct. I don't believe that's what, you know, that's where, again, that pet insurance talk is so important immediately, especially when they're young or if they don't have any problems. Get the pet insurance because, unfortunately, we want these animals to be with us forever.
Exactly, yeah.
But their lifespan is sped up.
And just call different, you know, insurance companies and ask them about their plans. Some have plans for just the puppy stage, then once they're out of that, then they have like the next stage up, you know, and just keep up on it and get yourself covered.
All right, so my kind of little closer here, what is one of your favorite memories that you have with a client?
Oh, I have so many.
Well, it's not my favorite, and I mentioned it to you earlier.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't offending, but I will never forget the lady that came in. And I recognized her, so I was already pulling her name up on the computer. She has two dogs, and she brought in a brown paper bag, which most clients bring their dog's fecal in the brown bag. And I said, hi, you know, Miss So-and-so. And she goes, I need to have a fecal done. I said, well, is it for Fifi or Fluffy? And she goes, oh, no, it's mine. And I just gently took the bag and slid it back over to her. And I said, I'm sorry, but you'll have to take that to your doctor. And she was kind of shocked that we wouldn't run her fecal test. And she left, and I could not stop laughing. I just didn't understand that.
We treat animals.
Yeah, right. We're an animal hospital.
Canine
I mean, no, we treat humans too. We treat humans too psychologically,
yes.
and that's very important. But Mallory, that
I know that's hard for you because you were in the
so
game.
Many.
Yeah. There's so many amazing,
and you're all soft and squishy on the inside.
Yeah, but
so.
There's so many amazing things.
We've had so many good clients over the years, and I mean, we've had some come in that were just getting married. And then we saw them have their first child, and then their second, and then their third.
And then those children bring their animals
in. And then they've gone off to college and then get married, you know, and I'm feeling older and older every time I see them. But it's so nice to have such a rapport with clients that, you know, have been there for such a long time. It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, like I said, if you're able to find the type of clinic that's like that, then you definitely are going to be in the right clinic. If you feel like, again, when Mallory said a number, then that I kind of have a problem with that, because you're not a number. Maybe that day you felt like a number, but for the most part, if you do feel like a number, that doesn't sit well with me. I don't think it would sit well with a lot of us in the profession. I'm not saying we're all perfect, right? Every profession has a couple rotten fruit that destroy the vine.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things the clients liked a lot, having me being there for so long. I could see them pull in the parking lot, and I knew their car. I knew it was them. I'd already have all their information up and ready to call them by their first name, which most of them preferred when they came in, you know, and just had such a really good rapport with a lot of them. It was like another family.
Right. And in closing, though, I think it's really important that you all understand we can't control your checkbook and your wallet. You're the one who makes your own financial decisions. If you believe someone's making you feel guilty or bad about a financial decision you made, again, you're not in the right place. We understand life is a grind. Life costs a lot, especially with kids or health conditions or you name it. You know,
even life in general.
Yeah, life in general.
Life happens.
Yeah. So, I mean, piece of advice take home, find the right clinic where you feel comfortable, where you feel like you're a part of the team, where you feel that you believe that they have all the best intentions and you trust them to make those decisions. Your veterinary journey, as far as going to the hospital and making the hard decisions, will be easier. I'm not saying they won't be difficult, but they will be easier to have those discussions and easier to make.
And as we said, when you come in and bring your list of what's going on with your animal, bring a list of questions you'd like to ask your veterinarian if it's your first time, what you're expecting, what they expect, and what you're looking for.
I've had the pre-puppy exam interviews before.
Yeah.
I love them. I think it's a great way to meet clients, but also it's a great way to have a non, oh my gosh, we're going to have to edit this out. I don't know, man.
All of us are dying here.
Oh my gosh. First it was Kat, now it's Mallory. We'll edit this out.
I was like, oh, he's getting squeaky.
I know. I'm like, oh my God.
I knew he wasn't getting choked up.
Okay, so getting back. So I think it's really important. If you do want to have your pre-puppy like interview with the veterinarian, I personally love that. I love sitting down, no pressure, getting to know them. Hey, this is me. This is what I'm about. I know I'm not, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine. But I had 2-3 other veterinarians there that probably were. But, you know, just this is the practice. This is what we're about. Word of mouth on veterinarians is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you don't go to Yelp, don't go to Google Review.
No.
Ask your neighbors. Ask your friends. Maybe they're the ones who are going to send you in the right way as well.
Exactly.
Or if you're thinking maybe of like a specific breed of puppy, there are different veterinarians that specialize in certain breeds, or not specialize, but see more of a particular breed, right? So you may be more comfortable somewhere like that with someone who does, say, see a lot of bulldogs, or someone who does see a lot of Ridgebacks, Bloodhounds, Cavaliers. You know, they are a little bit more
in the know.
Yeah, in the know, or, you know, in with the problems that they have, right? Yeah.
So going forward, again, with this podcast, it's all about what you, the listeners, want us to talk about. This was just a pilot, just an introduction to what we're capable of doing. We love the questions. We love to want to be able to answer them. Again, do not give your dog Advil. Again, don't give your dog anything without the actually recommendation from a veterinarian. Be careful what you read online. Be careful what people tell you.
Use your vet as a resource.
Pick up the phone and call your vet.
Yes.
It won't cost anything for you to make a phone call.
Yep.
And if you have side effects to those medications that you decide to give on your own because you read it online, then that's when it gets expensive.
Yeah, hospitalizing and inducing vomiting aren't cheap.
Are not cheap. So anyways, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hit us up. Let us know what you want. Let us know what we can do. We will be live in 2 weeks. We'll talk to you soon.